my girls place today because I wanted to do it myself, and I pulled through and did it on the outside.
According to my phone, at 6 o'clock, we'll call the meeting to order, and special session at 6 p.m., and we'll establish a quorum.
Connie Breese, present.
Don Greiner, present.
Craig Heaton, present.
And we do have a quorum. Dennis Scott, absent by previous arrangements. Pledge of Allegiance. Craig, would you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first item on the agenda is resolution number 2018-05. Oh, looks like we open a public hearing. So we'll open a public hearing. Staff report.
Thank you, Stuart.
You're welcome, thank you.
Ashley, you want to take the lead on this one?
Sure.
Thank you.
So I provided you guys a staff report in your packet that went over all the fees that were changed from an increase. One was a decrease. In the past, and I outlined this in the staff report too, so the audience knows, in the past, the city has operated under a number of rate resolutions, and that's not typical for most cities. Most cities will operate only under what's called a master rate resolution, and it'll encompass all of these, whether it be land use, water and sewer, clerical things like notary fees, different things like that. So my goal this year, after 10 years of running on 10 different resolutions, was to put those all together and have one master fee schedule to make it simpler for both staff and the public to understand. So, and besides that, there's a lot of fees in here that have changed. Anybody's welcome to look over the list. A few new fees that were added included things like a notary fee for fees that weren't related, for notaries that weren't related to city business, permit change fees where you would change your address, labor by the hour, equipment by the hour for public works department. Some increases to fees were in the community development department and the public works department. And then that's it, the fee schedule's here. I highlighted the fees. If anyone wants a copy, it's right here. I'll look over and I'll answer any questions you guys have about specific fees.
So this will be an annual thing?
Yep, it will get reviewed annually, and then if any changes happen, the same thing will happen. We'll go to a public hearing for it. We may change fees, we may not change fees. Another thing to remember about fees is just because they're adopted doesn't mean they have to be charged. And that's at the discretion of the city manager if it's a hardship or something.
And what's the date for?
When they go to effect.
When they go into effect.
July 1.
July.
Which is why we're all of you are discussing a couple of ordinances that will be at the regular session on July 11th. But in terms of having this in place prior to the new fiscal year, that was the goal.
That was the goal.
Correct.
Yeah.
To coincide with the new budget and everything.
Right. It didn't have to be done by the fiscal year, but because it's related to budget, and if we do our budget in the spring and then our audit in the summer, it was a convenient time to do it.
And next year, what we should do is make this almost a discussion item with perhaps even within the budget committee, so that it's reviewed and discussed in May, so that when we roll into June, we're, you know, in good shape. We're still in June now, but, you know, it's the 27th, so that's all. But in terms of first time,
yeah,
this has been on the to-do list for
a while. A lot of years, so to get it done and done. Any questions?
I'm assuming that anybody that's working with you on anything is going to be on the old rate structure and not the new one until... Like they're already.
Yeah, anything that's came in to this point, until July 1st. On July 1st, if someone walks in with a liquor license, we can charge them $150 or $25 or whatever that, or notary. But for now, we're not charging those fees until July 1st.
Anyone else?
Specific questions?
You talked with staff, so department heads,
mm-hmm,
in terms of what seemed reasonable, what seemed like it needed some adjustment. Ultimately, our goal is to provide services at a rate that we break even. We're not trying to make money. We're not trying to take something here and put it over there, but at the same time, we need to make sure that our time and energy is properly compensated. So that's the theory behind how we came up with all these. Are they all perfect? No. Will they be reviewed again in the future? Absolutely. So that's the last piece I'll say.
Okay, I'll open it up for public comments. Going once. Twice. Okay, we'll close the public hearing, council deliberation. Pause when we can talk. You ready to ask your question?
Yeah, other than, I'm assuming that we've kind of looked at other cities similar size to compare our rates. I mean, we have to cover our costs, and their costs are going to be different than our costs, but.
Absolutely. So actually, what I did was I used Sisters template. I went to their website, took their master fee schedule, and looked, and some of the fees that were added were based on what they did. We didn't ever have a fee for, what's a good example? An event plan application, but we didn't see a lot of them, but they had one, so that's one of those things. We don't have to charge it, but it's good to have it there in case we see an influx of them and they start taking a bunch of staff time. So that's what I did, is I took Sisters template and kind of used, that's where most of the added fees came from. And then beyond that, it was really staff discussion about what does it take to make that number even and balance itself. Not charge too much and not charge not enough.
And can you remind me about the size of Sisters staff?
Their staff is about twice as hard.
About twice as high as.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is the definition of conditional use vacation rental?
Page one. Well, they're not numbered.
Oh, so I'm going to determine Melissa for that. We debated on that, whether we keep it or not. Oh.
I don't know why it's in there.
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
I saw it earlier too, but I didn't know if we were just having it in there to have it or.
No, there's not something wrong.
I think we kept it in there because we weren't sure if it was on our original fee schedule.
Yeah. And since there's so many Airbnbs and different things, if it wouldn't be a permitted use in, let's say someone has a house in the commercial zone, and they want to make it a vacation rental. Well, it's grandfathered into the commercial zone, so it can stay there. But to make it a vacation rental, I have to go through a vacation conditional use process to allow it.
Is that like what the county is going through with like allowing a wedding on property that wouldn't typically, that kind of a?
That's what conditional uses are. Vacation rentals are less because they're going to take less time and less review. Conditional use is exactly that, Connie. It's where you do something on piece of property that requires more than just the initial review.
Oh.
It's going to require consistency.
I think the conditional use is wrong. You have it at 10,000.
No, I don't.
Oh.
That's cell tower.
Sorry.
It looks
you just want one big party.
Sorry.
If I remember correctly,
yeah.
Conditional use used to be 1,200.
Yeah, it did.
And now it's gone up to 1,500.
Yeah. And that's comparable.
Yeah.
That's
and based
comparable.
On the amount of time
and
energy.
Yeah.
It better captured staff time.
Yeah. And as we go along, we'll refine these more for the land use part. As our new code gets put in place and we see what we're going to be needing and what's going to be allowed, what's going to be a conditional use, some of these will be adjusted next year based on, like, will we need a conditional use vacation? I mean, if a vacation rental is a conditional use, we'll just have a conditional use fee. Some of these are going to go away, or some of them will come on depending on what we're doing. So it doesn't hurt to have it on there. It's not a bad thing. So
I'll be curious next year to see how close we came on some of those.
Mm-hmm.
What we're charging,
yeah, and that's
versus
what,
actual.
Yeah, and she's going to keep track of that. I think Ashley is for me and for the rest of the staff. Yeah.
And in regards to planning and land use in particular, the community development fund, that's something that we're always monitoring and trying to say, well, okay, we want to ratchet down the amount the general fund subsidizes the community development fund, but to some degree as well, you don't want fees to be too high.
Right.
So you find that balance. And we're still, you know, we've only had that community development fund for 2 years, and we've only had Melissa on board for 6 months. So definitely still exploring.
Sure.
Okay. Any other questions?
I came in last week and went over everything with Ashley myself to get an explanation on these things for myself.
Cool. Okay. so I guess we'll close the public hearing. And do I have a motion to adjourn?
Just,
I make a motion, we adopt.
Doesn't say that.
Resolution number 2018-05, a resolution of the City of Lapine adopting a master fee schedule and establishing and/or adjusting certain city fees, rates, and charges.
Second.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do I get a vote?
You don't have to have a resolution, just ordinance, yeah.
Motion passes.
Thanks, everyone.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Wait 30 seconds.
Cookie?
Cookie?
Okay.
Is it easier to?